Now, let's move on, because a wonderful project, which I have spoken about on the programme a few times over the last number of years, is back up and running in Causeway again. It is One-to-One Digital, and some of you might remember us speaking about it before, albeit several years ago. It is that lovely cooperation, intergenerational cooperation between older people and younger people, as the young help the older people to get to grips with modern technology. I'm delighted to be joined on the line to chat some more about this by Fintan Mulligan of One-to-One Digital, and also by Cathal Fitzgerald, Principal of Causeway Comprehensive, where the programme is going to be rolled out later this month. Gentlemen, you're both very welcome.
Hello, good evening.
Fintan, are you there, Fintan?
Yes.
Great stuff. Can you hear me all right?
I can indeed.
Great. Are you on a speakerphone or something, Fintan? There's a bit of an echo on your line.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, you sound like you are on an echo or on a speakerphone, okay, or something. If you could come off that.
I'm on a Bluetooth. Okay, I'll come off that.
Okay, because I want to just ask you.
Yeah,
that's much better. Thank you.
Okay.
Fintan, you might just explain to people who haven't heard of this program exactly what it entails.
Sure. The idea is that we give young people an opportunity to show their expertise in IT to older people of any age, and anybody is welcome to come in to lessons free of charge. We're ably supported, and thank you very much, Cathal, for opening the doors of Causeway Comprehensive year after year to us to allow this intergenerational exchange of information to happen.
And Fintan, you came up with this idea originally, and it really took off all over the country, didn't it?
Absolutely. It's running from Donegal to Kerry and from Galway to Dublin in most counties. And in Kerry, for example, I've introduced it into 10 different post-primary schools, and also the IT college in Tralee.
And to be fair, I think an awful lot of older people are afraid of technology, but it's only really a matter of somebody taking the time to sit down with them and explain it to them.
Absolutely. And the funny thing is, and this will be a sort of an eye-opener for a lot of parents, I think, myself included, because just like other parents, my children were not the best at teaching me, yet when they come into the One-to-One Digital program, because they don't know the learner they're working with, they are unbelievably good. The key to One-to-One Digital is that every learner gets their own tutor who works at their own speed. So the learner's speed and interest and working on the learner's own devices is what One-to-One Digital is all about. We don't believe in the idea that one teacher, no matter how good, can teach multiple adults. It just doesn't work, because the adults vary so much in their ability, in their areas of interest, etc. Absolutely, we need one teacher for each learner, and that's what we get with the help and buy-in of the schools and the libraries around the country.
So it's things like teaching an older person how to text, how to send an email, how to go on the internet, those kind of things, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely, and how to add photographs to emails. What's happening is with them, families being split up and living now in Australia. Grandparents want to be able to send and receive photographs. They want to get onto WhatsApp and be able to be part of, even if they're not actively sending messages, but they're in the loop. They're seeing the messages sent from different family members to each other. This is just an eye-opener, and it opens the world to people who are not very technical. Our courses are not just for people who are already skilled and able to cope with learning a new skill like Excel or Microsoft Word. This is for everybody, and everybody can move up a few steps of the ladder. Intermediate learners and also beginners.
Okay, I'll come back to you in a moment to find out more about it, Fintan, but I want to bring Cathal Fitzgerald in. Cathal, you're very welcome. Lovely to talk to you.
And you too, dear, don't you?
Causeway has really been leading the way, Causeway Comprehensive, because you've been running these programs for quite a number of years, haven't you?
Yes, we have been doing this now, I'd say, for 10 or 12 years, to answer. And I guess from one point of view here, it's just great. What I personally love about it is the fact that you have, you know, a different generation talking and meeting with another generation and working together and helping each other out. And I guess it's that community aspect is also very important. But even just that, you know, and over the years here, we've had numerous examples of students might have come in to me and said that they met the person that they were helping with last week downtown and asking how they're getting on with whatever aspect they were helping with them. And, you know, we have the older generation coming into the school, and they come in usually once a week, and they would have a particular issue they want to work on. It might be that they want to set up WhatsApp, or they might want to do an email or whatever it is.
Okay, I think we've lost Cathal. Are you there, Cathal?
Hello?
Oh, you're back again. Yeah, sorry about that. We lost you there for a second. And Cathal, you never had any shortage of young people who were willing to participate in this programme.
No, we don't, and it's actually very popular. We usually do it with our transition year students, and it's something they really look forward to. And as I was saying, into engagement with the older generation is something that's very important for us in the school here, and it's great to see students interacting with the older adults, and it's great to have older adults coming into the school and linking with them and getting the best, and you know that I guess working together and for students to actually help an older person is actually, I think, it's a great thing to master and do. It's very popular here.
So it's starting, Cathal, at the school on the 18th of April, and it's in the mornings, isn't it, around 11:15?
Yeah, we do it at during school time. So it starts at It starts on the April the 18th until May the 23rd, and it's from 11:15 to 11:45. And the adult will come to the school. They'll be met by the students. They'll be brought to the room where it's taking place. And it's just a great room when you walk in and you pop your head in and you see, and all you see is the students sitting down with the adult with them, and they're going through and explaining various different things, whatever the adult has a concern about or wants to understand something, or maybe they can't work their phone or whatever it is, and you'll see them working away with each other. And I think it's a great thing to master, and you know it's just, you know, the adult has that experience. And I guess what I really love about it is that, you know, while they are helping the adult out, there's a natural conversation that takes place. And I had a student there a couple of years ago who was telling me that, you know, they bumped into someone on the street there that they had helped the previous year before, and that's something that I think is very important, that conversation piece taking place and, you know, interacting with local people of an older generation in the community. So we're, to be honest, have been doing it, as I said, for 12 years and find it a great benefit, but only for our students, but also for the local community.
So, Fintan, to come back to you, since this began, I mean, there must be a whole other generation of older people who now have had the whole world of technology opened up to them because of one-to-one digital.
Well, I think that's the case, and you know, some of them have a tear in their eye telling me the story of how much it means to them. We really want this to be taken on board by everybody. Wherever there is a school, a post-primary school, there are senior adults around and middle-aged adults around. Everybody can move up a few steps by going to one of these courses, because they choose the course, they ask the questions, that's what we answer. We don't tell them what to learn, because that won't work. We have their maximum concentration if we ask the learners to prepare their questions and come in and say, and get those questions answered. And that leads on to more questions and more questions. We've got a fabulous team. Cathal has a fabulous team there in Margaret O'Mahony, led by Margaret, Kay and Magella, who've been running these courses for years. And I hope that it will bring some of the other schools that did participate in the past but lost direction, bring them back into the fold, working with one-to-one digital from September onwards. Schools like Mercymount Hawk have run multiple courses. Public School Cork Edwina in Dingle have run multiples. Public School in Vershgaina in Kenmare likewise, and St. Joseph's in Ballybunion. And others have run one or two courses, but I'm hoping they'll come back on board now with this fantastic. And also, of course, Fexco, as a company, they invite their staff to volunteer, and we run a course there each year.
And you know something, Fintan, over the years I've often got messages in from, you know, older people have phoned up and sent in a comment saying, you know, my son or my daughter, whomever, bought me a phone for Christmas or bought me a laptop for Christmas, I haven't a clue how to use it. So it's those kind of people that would really benefit from this course, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And if ever you change your device, your phone, your laptop, your tablet, or your Kindle, come back into another course of one-to-one digital. This is not just one. It used to be the government said to me, everybody can just come once on this course. You know, that's not the case. We don't work with the government now. It's a company limited by guarantee now, one-to-one digital, and we're in the application process for charitable status so that we can take corporate funding in the form of grants if we're offered them again. Google offered funding years ago, and so did Smartforce. We're now ready to take those donations and make it possible to continue doing these free courses for people. If people want to book on this current course, this course coming up on the 18th, the booking number is 087-937-3741. Should I repeat that?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, that's 087-937-3741.
Okay, and obviously there are plenty, as Cathal said, there are plenty of young people in the school who are willing to do it. So you still have some room, I presume, for some older people if they want to sign up.
And middle-aged people as well.
And middle-aged people as well. Yeah, because actually we should say that because, you know, it's not just older people who struggle with technology. No. A lot of people do.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. And what we can do is answer your questions. Now, what we are keen is to have people signing up that are going to come to all of the lessons of the course, not just dip in and dip out and say, oh, I'm off on holidays now halfway through. That's not fair to the young person who commits to all of the lessons of the course.
Exactly.
Okay.
So make sure you commit to it if you sign up. And Cathal, is it transition your students who do this?
Yes, yeah, so in we have transitional students. It is transitional students who would do it first. Like next year, I think we have 80 plus transitional students, and we've got, I don't know, 50, 40 this year. So there's plenty of students there, and you know, it's a great thing. And I guess just reflecting back the last couple of years, especially, it's great to have it back in the school again. And then, you know, I think it's so important. So as Fintan was saying there, he gave out Kay's number there, and you know, and it's on our school website as well. If anyone wants to on our social media as well to book in at any time, but there'll be plenty of spaces, and the students are always up for it, and they actually totally enjoy it, which is great to see as well.
Exactly, and everybody benefits, the older people and the younger people. And finally, Fintan, to finish up with you, I presume that you'd be happy to hear from other secondary schools in Kerry if they want to sign up for the programme too.
Totally. I'm available for that. Absolutely.
Yeah, and we can give out your number if anyone from a secondary school is listening. Of course, the schools are closed at the moment, so hopefully they're all at home tuned in to talk about. Exactly.
Yeah, no, please share my email address and also my phone number. That's fine. Shall I mention the number now, just in case?
Yeah, you can give it out if you want, yeah.
Yeah, okay. My phone number, Fintan Mulligan, is 086-8199-752.
Great stuff. Well, hopefully if lots of other schools will take it on board, because it's a very worthy thing to do. Gentlemen, we'll leave you both go. Cathal, well done to everyone in Causeway Comprehensive for being so quick to come back and do this course again, and to make life a lot easier for the younger people in the locality and the older people in the locality. So thanks a million to Cathal Fitzgerald, Principal of Causeway Comprehensive, and Fintan Mulligan of One to One Digital.